The creation of a fund specifically intended to improve rural internet service seems like it would be a good thing for Alaska. But the decision is less than popular with Alaska's telecommunications companies. KUCB's Stephanie Joyce has more.
Slow internet and outdated wireless data coverage are facts of life for many Alaskan communities. That might be about to change, though. Last week, the Federal Communications Commission dedicated a $4.5 billion subsidy fund to providing broadband and 3G access in rural areas. In the past, the Universal Service Fund was used to subsidize rural telephone usage. Now the FCC has renamed it the Connect America Fund and expanded its mission to ensuring broadband access in remote areas. Here's FCC spokesperson Mark Wigfield.
These reforms are designed to get affordable, robust broadband to areas of rural America that need support to get that, where without some support, there wouldn't be a business case for a private company to do that.
Currently, only 75% of Alaskans have access to what the FCC considers broadband internet, mostly in Anchorage, Fairbanks, and Juneau. The ruling requires telecommunications companies to upgrade internet service for the remaining 155,000 residents in order to continue receiving subsidies. Many companies oppose the decision, saying it takes vital funding out of the state. In 2010, Alaska Telecoms received more than $200 million in subsidies through the fund. By some estimates, they stand to lose 3/4 of that money over the next 5 years under the new plan. One of the biggest concerns raised by companies is how they'll pay off infrastructure investments that were made to support telephone service while accommodating the additional expense of providing broadband. ADAC Eagle Enterprises is the telephone provider for the Aleutian community of ADAC. Chief Operations Officer Andalia Weaver says the ruling puts her company in jeopardy.
So right now, you know, we don't even know what we're going to look like 3 years from now. Our forecast based off of this ruling, we won't even be in business.
Weaver says the FCC hasn't taken into account the technological hurdles that make service in rural Alaska expensive.
They don't understand that there is no fiber in the ground that connects ADAC to Anchorage. It's all backhaul from satellite.
She says the ruling means purchasing more satellite bandwidth with less funding. In particular, she bristled at a new spending cap of $3,000 a year per line. In 2010, ADAC Enterprises received almost $17,000 in subsidies per line to operate their network. FCC spokesperson Mark Wigfield says the ruling does take into account areas like ADAC.
You know, we also recognize that some areas are very costly to serve, so there is a waiver process that we provided for areas where costs are really going to be above and beyond that benchmark.
And Alaska Senator Mark Begich says the final ruling strikes a balance between accountability and opportunity.
The FCC, I think, feels better about how the money will be deployed in the most difficult and expensive areas. And the companies are being responsive by recognizing that we got to move some of the resource from the urban area to the more rural areas where we really need to get this broadband backbone built.
So far, only a 7-page executive summary of the ruling has been released. When the final document is published in coming weeks, it's expected to be more than 500 pages long and will likely address in much greater detail how the program is going to affect Alaska's telecommunications. In on Alaska, I'm Stephanie Joyce.